Chapter 61. As Hector Holdfast was giving his speech to the GAIN attendees, an LP, and his friends were beginning to realize that humpback whales in Maui might actually be able to communicate with humans, two disasters occurred in separate parts of the world. The first took place in the South Pacific, when a remote island that might once have been a perfect oasis for a billionaire or two erupted into a molten mass of volcanic waste. While the island remained intact, it was declared to be uninhabitable for any time in the foreseeable future. One seismologist with the California Institute of Technology observed that in the Anthropocene epoch, the island had been a relatively rare example of a pristine space featuring decent farmland, protection from the elements, and relatively few natural occurrences. Although its remote location in the South Pacific made it unattractive for human habitation, despite the seismic event, its destruction was considered a great loss. "It's a shame it's so far from everything else," one seismologist said. "If not for this eruption, it would have made a perfect home for a small population of people." The second event was a tragic explosion that occurred at the Svalbard Seed Bank in Norway, and would slowly create a ripple effect through the global population of scientists, biologists, and preservationists. The seed bank housed samples of almost all the world's species, including seeds for most plants and the DNA of almost every animal on the planet. Fortunately, there were no regular or full-time employees at the seed bank, so no one was injured in the explosion. But several sources were quoted as saying that due to the nature of the explosion, the air quality had been compromised, and the lingering toxicity of the site would make the facility unapproachable for several years. The government of Norway, which operated the seed bank, declared the site to be off-limits shortly after the explosion, and followed up by stating that it would immediately initiate a search for a new site.